Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we will continue in our new series of studies, the seven I Ams of Revelation. In the book of Revelation, we have seven times that the Lord refers to himself as the I Am, or he is referred to as the I Am. Now, the I Am is the name of deity, which we explored on our last broadcast. He is the great I Am that lives in the eternal present. He is the greatest fact of all time, all history, all eternity. I Am. And that's his divine title. And that title is used seven times in the book of Revelation, and we wish to consider today, particularly, his title as the I Am of preeminence. Now, in the book of Revelation, we have a remarkable series of sevens. We have the seven churches, the seven stars in the right hand of the Lord, the seven golden lampstands in which the Lord moves. We have the sevenfold spirit. We have the seven seals, the seven trumpets, the seven thunders, the seven angels carrying plagues, and the seven personages. Now, the number seven is very significant because it is the number of completeness. We have 7 days in the week. There are seven notes in the octave. The eighth note is the beginning of a new octave. The seven is the number of completion. And so in the book of Revelation, it is most wonderful that we have indeed seven references to the Lord under the title of I Am. And today we wish to read in chapter 1 of the book of Revelation. But before we turn there, we want to see why Christ is mentioned as the preeminent one. However, that must wait until later. We will read, if you please, in Revelation chapter 1 and then get to the other point a little bit later. Now, beginning at verse 9 of that chapter, we read, I, John the Apostle, of course, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was in the isle that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. John here is an exile. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great trumpet, great voice as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and what thou seest, write in a book, and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, unto Smyrna, unto Pergamos, unto Thyatira, and unto Sardis, unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. Now, I am not going to develop the I Am that is mentioned in verse 11. The apostle said, I heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. The reason I'm not going to develop this I Am is because it is not in the oldest manuscripts. Now, the more modern versions leave this part out, and it should be read in this fashion. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day and heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, what thou seest, write in a book and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia. And we've mentioned those churches, Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. Now, John is electrified, if I may use that term, by this great voice. And we read in verse 12, and I turned to see the voice that spake to me, or spake with me, rather. And being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. It should read lampstands. There weren't candles in those days. Where you have a light that lightens the darkness, you always have, not always, but frequently you have oil mentioned with it. Lamps need oil. Candles burn on wax. It is really the seven golden lampstands. And in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. And his head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto fine brass, as if they burned in a furnace, and his voice as the sound of many waters. And we may say here This description, this majestic description of our Lord Jesus, is a description of him in his judicial character. We'll read on. And he had in his right hand 7 stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am the first and the last, and we are going to develop this I am as the I am of preeminence. He also says in verse 18, this is addressed to the churches, of course. He's moving among the 7 churches. I am he that liveth and was dead. Behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. Now the Lord himself tells John what these things mean. And we read in verse 19, Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter, the mystery of the 7 stars which thou sawest in my right hand, and the 7 golden lampstands. The 7 stars are the angels, or the messengers, of the 7 churches, and the 7 lampstands which thou sawest are the 7 churches. So the Lord interprets part of this by himself. Now, as regards to his preeminence, the fact that this is the I am of his preeminence, we do read in Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 and 16, well, really down to verse 18. This is the creation work of our Lord Jesus. It's a majestic portion of Scripture, who is the image and the visible God, the firstborn of every creature in creation. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones, or dominions, or principalities, or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. This is the important verse, verse 18. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Now notice, please, the preeminence is in connection with the church. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. So that is why we have called this the I am of preeminence, because it is Christ as related to the church. He is the head of the body of the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Now we wish to go on to the fact that Christ here is speaking of himself as in his judicial character, and then we see his services to the 7 churches, and this must be indeed brief, but it's important, and we need to notice it, because he is the I am of preeminence as connected with the church. We see him exercising that preeminence. Now, in the chapters 2 and 3 of the book of Revelation, we have Christ addressing his messages to those 7 churches, carried by the 7 messengers, represented by the 7 stars, to the churches. Now we read in the beginning of the address to Ephesus these words, the Lord Jesus, Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus, these things saith he that hold the 7 stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the 7 golden lampstands. Now this is addressed to Ephesus. Ephesus was the first church addressed. It was the church of the very century, the first church. Ephesus was addressed at the end of that first century. These things saith he that holdeth the 7 stars in his right hand, the right hand of skill, I might mention, who walketh in the midst of the 7 golden lampstands. Ah, this is his preeminence. As he addresses the church at Ephesus, you're not the only one, the only church in existence. There are 7 representing all the churches of all ages. I may mention 7 as the number of completion. But Ephesus, though they had much in which they could indeed boast, they were only one of the 7 churches. Now in Smyrna, he addresses himself to that church, verse 8, And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, These things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. Now, he addresses himself to this church because this is the martyr church. The Smyrna era of the church occurred during the severe persecutions before the church was recognized by Rome. The church was on its own. It was terribly persecuted, even by Rome. And the Lord Jesus has a message for this church. These things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. They were martyrs. He says, that's all right. You can be martyred. I am the resurrection and the life, which we will develop on our next broadcast. Now to Thyatira, he writes, these things saith he which hath the sharp sword with two edges. Now Thyatira represents the church in that era when she was brought into prominence as the Church of Rome, as the national religion of the Roman Empire. And it results in her fall. When the Church of Christ, rather, was brought into the world became a little churchy, but the church became greatly worldly, and the Lord tells her, I have the sharp sword with the two edges, the word of God, the Thyatira. He tells her, in that church, these things saith the Son of God, who hath his eyes like a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. Thyatira had gotten away. We see Jezebel in Thyatira. And we'll have to go on to Sardis. To Sardis he writes, these things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know thy works which thou hast, and the name that thou livest and art dead. He says, you need the Spirit of God. I have the sevenfold spirits of God, and you need it. Now to Philadelphia, he addresses himself, these things saith he that is holy, that is true, that hath the key of David, he that openeth, and no man shutteth, and no man openeth. He is addressing to himself as the one in control. The key is the badge of authority. David was the great king, and here is the son of David, and he has the key of David, and he's using that authority. Now to Laodicea, he writes, and then the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness. Ah, here's the faithful and true witness. Laodicea was not. In each of these cases, Christ addresses these churches, in the very area of the admonitions that they need. Our Father, today, we pray that you will help us in this study of the churches, that we might gain in our experience and our relationship with thee as the great I Am of preeminence. In Christ's name,